Can you understand me? Ah, good. The translator is finally functioning. Hello, human. It's so wonderful to finally see you awake. Ah, shh. It's all right. No need to panic. Ah, but of course. You must be so frightened, little human, waking up in a strange new environment, lying down naked on a table, and a tall, exotic being looming over you. There you go. Shh. It's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. Oh, how cute. Your cheeks are getting all red. What is it that caused that, human? Finally drinking in my ample curves. Or perhaps it was my illustrious blue skin and shiny violet hair what caught your fancy? How rude. I'm afraid you're the alien around here. You are a foreign creature aboard my research vessel after all. But I suppose you're owed an explanation. My name is... But you may call me Kira. I'm a Silvarian. We are bipedal mammals, much like yourself, sent to conduct research on fledgling species such as yours. And my goodness, what a species you all are. Your kind is the stuff of a Silvarian's wildest fantasies, human. An entire planet full of cute little studs and vixens just waiting to rut with gorgeous beings from space. And you? You are the most beautiful specimen I've come across yet. Soft and smooth hair that tickles my fingers every time I run them through the beautiful, delicate strands. Eyes as intricate and beautiful as a mural, with irises so deep and alluring. Soft, pillowy lips. Lips which quiver so adorably whenever you're shy. Don't be afraid, my dear little human. I told you, you are safe here.
I would never dream of harming my mate.
What an exquisite look of shock you have. That's right, human.
My mate.
Wait, what's wrong? Don't you want this? I've seen much of your kind's media during my research, human, and those that are sci-fi. There's a beautiful alien nearly every single one.
Admit it, human. Your species dreams of fucking sexy aliens like me. You want this. I know you do. Let me lay down on your darling little frame, human. Come now. Don't try and scoot away.
Don't try to resist me, human. You're going to be my mate, and that's final.
There we go. My body feels good against yours, doesn't it? Feel my arms wrap around you and pull you deep into my embrace. What's wrong, human? Are you not comfortable with close encounters?
How prudish of you. Are you telling me you don't enjoy the feeling of my fingers kneading and massaging your supple skin? That you dislike it when I run my fingers through this adorable patch of hair atop your head?
Does my warm breath tickling your ears and washing over your cute little cheeks not cause your mind to simply
glaze over with bliss. The erection currently rubbing against my thigh says otherwise. I'm afraid denial will not get you anywhere, human. Kiss me, my mate.
Don't turn your face away.
I said,
kiss me.
Yes, don't resist, human. Feel my tongue wrap around yours. Taste my saliva.
I said, taste it.
Good boy. Wrap your arms around me. Feeling warm? You can tell something is different, can't you? Your heart rate is increasing. Your senses are getting overstimulated. Such a cute face, eyes glazed over, mouth ever so slightly agape. You're finally mine, you adorable little minx. You're not even attempting to resist. What's wrong, honey? Can't find the willpower? That's because the moment our lips touched, you were mine.
Silverian society is matriarchal. We keep our males nice and submissive with the chemicals that naturally form in our saliva.
You're under my control now, human.
You can't hurt me.
You don't want to hurt me.
You love me.
And I love you, my precious little human.
Now say, I love you.
Such a good boy. You have no idea how long I've been waiting to have you all to myself. Lay back on the table and spread your legs for me.
Such an obedient mate.
Oh, this cock is so hard for me. What a cute little thing. Aw, such precious little whimpers you're making. Shh, don't worry, human. Your beautiful Silverian mate is here for you.
Good boy. Very good boy. So cute and submissive and needy. I've had my eye on you for so long. Your kind and quiet demeanor. Your shy disposition. The makings of a perfect mate. A perfect boy for me to play with. I spent so long looking for someone like you. You can't even begin to imagine how hard it is to conduct recon on a planet full of exotic and fuckable aliens. I could barely keep myself contained. I had to get myself off for hours every time I returned to the ship. Until one night, I saw you. Returning home, looking all shy and nervous, walking in the dark. You were the most stunning creature I had ever laid eyes on.
I followed you home with my invisibility cloak activated. I wanted to make sure nothing happened to you. You're too beautiful of a specimen to lose, and I wanted to see more of you. And oh, see more of you I did. Once you got home, I decided you were safe and was about to leave. Until I got curious. I climbed up a tree and observed you through the window. I watched you turn on your shower and enter it. And you know what you did next?
You began to pleasure yourself. It was too much. I couldn't help it. Your eyes were closed, mouth agape in ecstasy as you masturbate like you were in heat. I began to stroke myself right then and there, and I spurted hot, thick ropes that come like a geyser to you jerking off in the shower like a needy slut. And I knew on that day, I knew that I had to make you mine. I began to follow you, observing your patterns, looking for openings. I even cuddled with your sleeping body once or twice, just to see what it felt like. You were so warm then, and you feel even warmer now, my mate. What is it, sweetie? Are you frightened? No, wait. Don't try and struggle.
Listen to the urges, human. You weren't afraid of me. You want to stay with me. Good boy. I'm not going to hurt you. I love you. You still look a bit confused, darling. What is it? Oh, I see. You heard me right, human. I stroked myself.
Did you really think our species' anatomy would be the exact same?
That's right, human. I am a thick blue cock. And it is hard as diamonds for you, baby. It's been hard as diamonds ever since I first laid eyes on you. Do you want to see it? How about now? Good boy. Get on your knees in front of me on the floor. There we go. Here it is, my adorable mate. Oh, yes. Stare at it, human. Stare at the huge, meaty rod that's going to enter your sweet little human boy pussy. Here, let me just... it feels good having my big hard girl cock slapping against your cheeks, doesn't it? It looks remarkably similar to yours, I must say. Except blue and much larger. Would you like to taste it? Do you want to kiss my dick, human? So eager now. Good. Embrace the feeling, the need. Feel the warmth spread throughout your entire body.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Good boy. Now pucker up those lips and gently kiss the tip of my big, fat cock. Good boy. Kiss my cock. Use your tongue as well. Lick it all over. Oh, what a wonderful tongue you humans have. Oh, it feels so good whenever you flick it around the head. Yes, worship this cock slut. Worship my huge alien cock. Oh, you want to have my cock in your mouth now? You're really getting into it, aren't you? That's a good human whore begging to suck off his Silverian mate. Beg me more, filthy boy. Beg for me to fuck your throat like a pussy. Good boy. Open wide. Fuck. Oh, good boy, keep that mouth wide. Keep your throat relaxed. So big. It barely fits in your little mouth. No, don't worry. Oh, I won't press yet. I'm gonna let you get used to having a big Silverian cock in your mouth. Tastes good, doesn't it? Oh yeah. Look around the shaft. It feels so good, baby. Alright. Start bobbing up and down, human. Make sure to keep your cheeks nice and tight for me. Good boy. Oh, suck my big blue girl cock. Oh, fuck. Feel my fingers running through your hair. That means you're doing good. It means you're being a very good boy for me. Yes. Good boy. Suck me off harder. Such a good slutty human boy. Oh, you pleasure me so well, my good mate. Turn your tongue around. Yes, like that. I love it when you please my cock with your mouth slit. But you know what I really want you to do? I want you. take my fat, juicy blue cock down your velvety human throat. It's got a nice plate. Oh, you're trying to gag, but my own dick is just too big, isn't it, baby? That's it. Breathe through your nose, Pat. There you go. Good boy. Take my blue fuck down your pretty little whore. Feel my heavy ball slapping your chin with each thrust. It feels so good being used like this, doesn't it? Being used like a fuck toy by me. I'm going to ram my cock down your throat and hold it there. And I want you to gag on it like a dutiful little slut. Can you handle that, sweetie? Good boy. Your throat feels so good around my car. That's it. Breathe through your nose. Oh, you look so beautiful when your eyes swell up, darling. Okay. I'm gonna take it out now. Relax into my arms, baby. Sputter all you need. Deep breaths. There you go. Good boy, you did so well. My member is so coated with your spit, darling. All lubed up, ready to slide into the closest hole I can find. You want me to stuff my cock deep in your tight little ass, don't you, human? Good boy. Hop on the table and get on your hands and knees. Oh, look at that ass. Fuck. I love the way it jiggles when I spank it. Such a juicy pair of cheeks. Feel my lips press against them, worshiping this fat fucking ass of yours. You like it when I kiss your ass, don't you, you dirty boy? Feel me spread those cheeks wide. Oh, fuck. What a view. I bet Earth girls would never grope your cute little butt like this, would they? Let me work some of that spit in there.
My finger's just barely outside your greedy little hole, sweetheart. So close to slipping in. But my finger isn't what's going inside your ass, my slutty little mate. I'm going to fucking ruin your needy hole with my huge alien girl cock. Feel me probe at your entrance. Your fleshy ring slowly expanding with each poke and prod. Oh, I know it's a lot, but you can take it, right? I know you can be a good boy for me. Would some kisses make it easier? Yeah? All right, human. Let me kiss you as I slide in. Turn your head for me. Oh, fuck. You're even tired than I thought you'd be. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. Are you matching my thrust? Good boy. Very good boy. Oh, you're giving in to me completely, haven't you? Good boy. I'm so very proud of you, my mate. Yes. That's it. Bounce back on my thick fucking girl cock. Would you like a reward for being so obedient? How about some more kisses? Oh, so enthusiastic. Turn your face again. Feel my tits push into your back while my dick keeps your boy cut nice and full. Fuck yes. Give me all those slutty moans, my mate. You've been such a good boy. I think I should give you another reward. I'm just going to keep one of my hands on your delicious hips while the other. Snakes its way down towards your little human cock. Fingers stroking you.
up and down while I pump my fat fucking girl cock in and out of your tight boy pussy.
Feel them delicately slide up and down your leg, twisting around your shaft and teasing your tip. Those noises you make are incredible, human. They make me want to fuck you even harder.
Come on, human. Tell me how much of a slut you are. Say you're my filthy fucking whore. That's right, baby. You're my slutty human whore. Now say, I love taking your blue cock in my tight little ass. Oh, fuck. Yes. Good boy, that was so fucking hot. Yes. I'm so close, human. Feel my cock throbbing inside of you. Oh, you're practically bursting, aren't you? You're close, human. Do you want to spurt out all this tail as I come deep in your asshole? Are you going to make a big sticky mess for me? Okay, say one last thing for me and then you can come. Tell me that you're a slut for Silverian cock. Yes. Come, slut. Come as I fill up your ass with my big hot alien load. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. No. Don't get up. Please. Let me see inside you, human. Just relax and feel my body press into yours. Oh, you did so well, my mate. So well. It was like nothing I've ever experienced. You humans are something else. Oh, sweetie, no. It's okay. You don't want to go back home. You don't want to go back, don't you? Please, darling, don't cry. I'm here. I'm here. That's it. Melt into my arms. I love you, darling. I'm the one, the only one you'll ever need. Feeling better? Good. That was close. You humans must have excellent metabolism.
I don't think many other species could keep resisting Silvarian saliva for so long. I should make a note of that for when the rest arrive. Oh, why am I me? What else could I mean? It would have been a crime to have not informed the wider galaxy of your species, honey. You're all simply too desirable. I sent a message to the Silvarian High Council some time ago. It contained pictures of your species, a few. Select choices of your media and all my current data on your planet. They have sent an expeditionary fleet to Earth. Don't you see, mate? This is perfect. Now all humans will have Silvarian mates to bond with. Beautiful alien women. And handsome alien men taking you all under our wing. Showing you the wonders of the galaxy, taking care of all your needs, and fucking you all senseless. Isn't that amazing, my love? It will be just like your sci-fi. Your species' dreams are finally coming true. I knew you love it. I can't wait to show you all that space has to offer. It will be a while before the fleet arrives. Let's just lie here, darling. I want to hold you. To feel you. My warm human. My lovely mate. You can fall asleep if you want. I'll be here holding you close to me. When you wake up, we'll begin our new life together. Forever as one, human and Silvarian. I love you too, sweetheart. Rest well, my mate.